This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Wheatley, W-H-E-A-T-L-E-Y, first name Horace, H-O-R-A-C-E, date of birth, February 9th, 1939, date of evaluation, December 12th, 2022. The chief complaint, 83-year-old male seen in follow-up. The HBI, the patient is an 83-year-old male who is known to have history of hypertension, glaucoma, and Barrett's esophagus, period. He was further noted to have a right submandibular mass which had been worked up and was felt to be unremarkable, period. The patient today is seen in routine follow-up, period. Today, he notes that he is becoming increasingly forgetful, period. He has had some difficult difficulty retrieving names, period. He thinks he may be depressed, period. He notes that this is situational and may be related to his current relationship with his daughters, period. He was further noted to have had history of knee and hip problem, period. He had been referred to Dr. Warren Strudwick for same, period. He notes that this has now resolve, period. His past medical history is significant for right submandibular mass. Next number, right femoral hernia identified, accounting for a right groin mass. The CT had identified a low-density mass in the seen lateral and adjacent to the right masseter, M-A-S-S-E-T-E-R, muscle, period. It was felt that this represented a dilated proximal Stenson duct, period. The patient is noted to have Barrett's esophagus, currently followed by Dr. Ralph Peterson, period. He has chronic kidney disease, which is stable, and followed by Dr. Torino Miller, period. He was noted to have right hand weakness. This is stable, period. He was further found to have a posterior scalp lesion, which was identified as lichen, L-I-C-H-E-N, simplex, S-I-M-P-L-E-X, chronica, C-H-R-O-N-I-C-U-S, period. This had been followed by Dr. Terry Dunn, and he was treated with intralesional triamcinolone acetonide, most recently in July of 2021, period. He has decreased urinary stream, period. He was further noted to have an ankle strain. He had been referred to Dr. Richard Lavinia for the same period. He has history of bradycardia, period. The patient further has history of glaucoma, for which he is being followed, period. The past surgical history include bilateral cataract removal, next number colonoscopy, next number intralesional injection. Current medications, Losartan 100 milligrams one daily, Pepcid 1 in a.m. and 1 p.m., vitamin D3 400 international units one daily, Ropressa, R-H-O-P-R-E-S-S-A, one drop in each eye, HS, Lumigan, one drop each eye daily, Restasis, one drop in each eye, BID. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams one daily. The allergies, Benazepril results in itching, family history, mother with history of angina, comma pancreatic cancer, deceased with stomach cancer, father deceased with multiple myeloma, social history. He notes occasional alcohol use. He is widowed, period. He has two adult daughters, period. The review of systems, constitutional, he has fatigue, neurologic, he complains of sleepiness, gastrointestinal, he has heartburn and ongoing antacid use. Physical examination, blood pressure 136/61, pulse 60, respiratory rate of 16, height 69 inches, weight 199.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The data review, : he had a recent Zio patch performed. Period. The Zio patch was started on September 8, 2022, and ended September 22, 2022. This revealed a minimum heart rate of 36 beats per minute, maximum heart rate of 179 beats per minute, and our average heart rate of 57 beats per minute, period. Underlying rhythm was sinus with a maximum sinus rate of 135 beats per minute, period. Average heart rate was 57 beats per minute, period. There were several episodes of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia with multiple couplets being present, period. There was no atrial fibrillation, period. He had considerable ventricular ectopy, period. The impression, given his ventricular ectopy, I am concerned about underlying ischemia, period, and referred him for nuclear stress test, period. Echocardiogram is to be performed, period. He has reported some mild memory loss, and I will refer him for neuropsychological testing, period. In addition, CBC, Chem-20, thyroid, vitamin B12 level, magnesium, and echoes have all been ordered, period. We discuss for some period of time the current relationship with his daughters, period. He had asked me to reach out to them, especially with regards to the relationship with regards to the death of his wife, period. In addition, comma, will reach out to them to discuss ultimate planning for their father, given that he is now elderly and noting some mild memory issues. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Horace Wheatley. Thank you.